Din Asgara Shalaina Ma'ira Rechsa Mazin. Regarding the halacha of mentioning Yalav Yavo, Alad Nisim, in benching. Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Pechesif Yud. Chaber writes in Shulchan Aruch the following in Simin Kuf Peches. Oya Oichel, Fiyotza Shabbos. Let's say a person was eating on Shabbos and he extended his meal past past nightfall. But he hasn't yet benched. Says the Mechaber, Mazgir shel Shabbos bebirchas hamazon. The halacha is that when you bench, you say Ritzei, even though technically speaking, it's already after Shabbos. But you still mention Ritzei, which is the added insertion that we insert into the benching on Shabbos. Why, says the Mechaber? Tazlinon basar ascholas asuda. Because the halacha is, we follow the beginning of the meal. When did you begin the meal? You began the meal while it was Shabbos. Shalosh Shudas, you have to eat before Shkia. So you started with Shabbos. So even though now it's ready to say Sekechavim, it's no longer Shabbos, you have to say Ritzei. V'hu adin l'Rosh Chodesh u'Purim v'Chanukah. The Chabbos says the same halacha applies also on Rosh Chodesh, Purim, or Chanukah, that if you start your meal on Rosh Chodesh or on Purim, and then it's already after Tzeis, when you want a bench, you still say Yalav Yavoy on Rosh Chodesh. And on Purim also, you would say Al Anisim, same thing at Chanukah. Umevur, so we see from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber holds, the Av Sheach Shev Kvar Yotze Shabbos, even though right now, Shabbos technically is over, Mikol Mako, and Mikavon Shaham Mechayiv, Shel Birchas Amoz, and Nuasudo, since that which triggers the obligation to bench is the meal, so the mentioning of Ritzei or the mentioning of Al Anisim that relates somehow to the meal is what triggers the obligation to bench and to say this added description that relates to the day of Ritzei. The Im Asuda Yisuda Shabbos. So if this is called a Shabbos meal, why is it a Shabbos meal? Because it was on Shabbos, you started. You sat down to eat while it was Shabbos. So you have a halacha that you're required to mention Ritzei in benching. In other words, he says here in this one paragraph, a few points. Point number one, says the Arei Kedem, that according to the Mechaber, what's the svar? Why? Chabbos says, if you start eating on Shabbos, so even though you're benching, technically it's after Shabbos already, it's already after Tzeis, you still have to say Ritzei. Why? Because the din of saying Ritzei, he says, it stems from the Birchas HaMazon of the Suda. A Suda Shabbos, a Shabbos meal, has to have a Shabbos benching. It has to have a benching of Shabbos. So since the benching, it's not just I'm benching to thank Hashem for the food that I had, but the benching relates to the meal that I had a Shabbos meal. So a Shabbos meal needs a Shabbos benching. So even though right now, technically you could say it's not Shabbos, it's already after Shabbos, I'm still have to say Ritzei because I ate a Shabbos meal, and a Shabbos meal needs a Shabbos benching. It has to have Ritzei. It says now, Harry Kenan for the Vina Bishulchan Aruch, Simon Reishain Aleph Sivav Yisar. In Hilchas Kiddush, the Mechaber says, In Gomasu Dasai the Kiddush Ayyur. If let's say, person finished his meal, and then he said, Kiddush, Mivarech Perchas Amazon Al Kois Vishayim, Achar Kachoymer Kiddush Ayyur. I think the case that he's talking about here in the Mechaber is, let's say a person was eating on Friday. He was eating his meal. And he extended his meal, and it was already now sunset, Friday night. He started eating Friday afternoon a meal. And now it's Friday night, it's time to say Kiddush. So the Mechaber says, you bench, you stop your meal, you bench. Or you already finished your meal, so you bench on a cup of wine. Because benching needs bracha al kais. And then you make Kiddush. It's says the Mechaber, v'tzorich lahaskin shel Shabbos v'birchas ha-mazayin, the benching that you say on the meal that you had started beforehand on Friday, and you extended it already now into a little bit to Shabbos, you have to say, when you bench, afal pishim avarech kodim kiddush, even though you're saying the bracha, birchas ha-mazayin, in this scenario, before you make kiddush. And the Ramah says about that psak, the Ramah says that some hold, no, you don't say Ritzei. Why? Because you go by when you began your meal. The chayin ikr. Kemoshin is barley el, soif simikuf beches. And he says that's the real shita that we hold by, like the Mechaber said earlier. In other words, he's asking a contradiction in the Mechaber. It's a stira in the Mechaber. But the Mechaber paskins that when you start your meal on Shabbos, mincha time, you go to shul, it's before shkia, you start your meal, and now you wait past shkia, after tzeis, you bench, you say ritzei. Why? Because he says you go by the beginning of your meal. So if you hold to go by the beginning of your meal, so in a reverse scenario, which is what he speaks about, simin rei shayin aleph, that a person started his meal on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and extended the meal into Shabbos, and then he's finished. So he benches, and he says Ritzei, even though he didn't yet make Kiddush. So the Ramah asks, so the Ramah brings another day, the Ramah brings another opinion, that you don't say Ritzei in that case. Why? Because he says that you go by the beginning of the Suda. The beginning of the Suda was Friday. V'hainu the Ramah masig. So the Ramah is asking, the Lamasha posaka mechava be'atzma v'soiv simin kuf peiches. The ikar shem asuda k'ivei eschi v'asgara. The Mechaber seems to say that the identity of the meal, that's what determines whether you have to say Ritzei or not. And the identity of the meal is determined by when was this meal started. Was it a weekday meal, a Friday meal, or is it a Shabbos meal? Or is it, in the case that he started off with, is it a Shabbos meal or a post-Shabbos meal? So in this case, when you started eating on Friday, and it's Tzorech Lahaskishel Shabbos, but Tzorech Ion B'das HaMechaber. You don't understand what's the explanation of the Mechaber. There seems to be on the surface contradiction between these two Piskei Halach of the Mechaber. Because in Simen Kuf Peiches, the Mechaber paskins, and if you start eating late Shabbos afternoon and you continue into Saturday night, Hashkia, you bench and you say Ritzei because you started on Shabbos, so it looks like you go by the beginning of the meal. If so, why does he pass in Hilchas Kiddush? But if you start your meal on Friday and you continue to Shabbos, you nevertheless say Ritzei on that benching, which relates to the meal that you ate on Friday. It was a Friday meal. It was a weekday meal. Why do you have to say Ritzei for it? V'nira levar boset, says Rav Salavechik, as quoted by the Hari Kedem. Perhaps we can explain as follows. The Hinei Beikra Din Hanal Hamavur B'Soyv Simen Kuf Peiches Lachal Suda Shlishes B'Shabbos V'Nimshecha Suda Soy L'Maytzoy Shabbos. In this situation, which the Mechaber discusses, if you're eating your third meal on Shabbos and it extended into Saturday night because you ate it past Tzeis Kechavim, Nechleku Achroinim Heachadin B'Shabbos Erev Hashchodesh. As Machlokes in the Achroinim, what would Halacha be if Erev HaShchodesh comes out on Shabbos, k'shehizcha lechol b'Shabbos, and you start eating your meal on Shabbos afternoon, v'nimshecha sudasoy l'moitzei Shabbos shehu Rosh Chodesh, and you continued eating past Tzeisek Rechavim, when now it's technically Rosh Chodesh. What's the halacha as far as Yalav V'Yoveh? We said that this is that the Mechaber paskins as far as Ritzei. You say Ritzei. What about Yalav V'Yoveh? Shadas Ataz, she asked you Shneim. So the Taz says you say both. Okay, even though it's a stira. It's a tag to the Sasmi in a certain sense, because you're saying that it's Shabbos, which is Erev Shchodesh, and you're also saying that it's Shchodesh. But the Taz says you say both. V'das HaMogen Avram, the Abba Tarti the Sasri. But the Mogen Avram argues, because the Mogen Avram says this is considered an inherent contradiction. Because if you mention Ritzei when you bench, then it's basically as though you're saying it's still Shabbos. How can you say Yalav V'Yoveh that it's Rosh Chodesh, which is on Motzei Shabbos? V'chein lehepech, and the same thing and vice versa. If you say Yalav Yovin, that means you're indicating that it's Matzah Shabbos. So how can you also say Ritzei? So the Magen Avraham says that it's a Tarti the Sasri. That you ate Saturday night, and which was Rosh Chodesh at the time, and still is a contradiction to say both. However, says the Rav, the fact that you ate Saturday night, the kazayas, that itself is a chiddush, if that matters. The lechayr lo'olam linen shem asuda lo'yaslin an abasal ascholas asuda, because seemingly we go by the beginning of the meal. The yeshoy deyes b'zeh yoyin shon, there are other opinions among the achroinim. So we have another situation that we need to consider. What's the halach in this case? If Erev HaShchodesh was Shabbos, and you ate shalosh shudos, and you didn't bench beforehand. I think the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila in this kind of situation, a person should make sure to finish eating before shkia.
Yeah, the beginning of the year.
To finish eating before shkia, so that you don't have this issue in terms of saying ritzei. So says the Salavetchik lechayro yanira loyma. It would seem the be'emes le'avatar to the sasmi klal. You could say that this case is not considered an inherent contradiction. Why? Because there's really two different causes of what create the obligation to recite the added insertion that pertains to this particular day, to the unique character of the day in benching. There's two dinim. The Askaras would say, "Ain Iraq Mishum Shayoim Huayoim Shul Shabbos." The fact that we say Ritzei in benching is not merely in order to indicate that today is Shabbos. Ela Mishum Shamechayiv BaAskara Hu Asuuda Shul Shabbos. But rather, like we explained before, a Shabbos meal requires a Shabbos dick of benching. What is a Shabbos dick of benching? A benching that has a statement that today is Shabbos. Uki the chazina b'shulchan aruch, like we see in the shulchan aruch. How do we see this? The b'shachach shol Shabbos. The kevon shiyei shchi of lechol pas uchoyz el roish. What's the halach if someone forgets to say ritzei? So the shulchan aruch paskins that if on Shabbos you forgot to say ritzei, since you're obligated to eat bread on Shabbos, because you have to have a meal, you have to eat bread, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. There's no obligation to have a meal, to eat bread, you don't have to go back to the beginning. I read the Zesha Suda Yisuda Shabbos, the Atzma Mechai Baskar. So you see that what creates the obligation of mentioning Ritzei and benching is the fact that you have a chiyuv to eat a meal on Shabbos. Because the Mechaber Paskin said if you forgot to say Ritzei, you have to go back to the beginning because you're obligated to eat. Who cares? You're obligated to eat. Since you're obligated to eat, that means a suda, you're mechoyev in eating a suda Shabbos, and a suda Shabbos requires a Shabbos benching. It requires a benching with Ritzei. But on Rosh Chodesh, where you don't have an obligation, you don't go back. Ulam, however, muvad zanira t'yesh oitin haskara mitzad azman. There's two halachas. There's one din that you have to mention Ritzei because the Su'ud Shabbos is Mechayiv, a Shabbos bench. And then there's another halacha, Mitzad the Zman. This time is a unique time in the calendar. It's not a regular day. This day is unique. It's a different day. It's a day that has a unique character. So you have to express in the bracha, the character of the day, the etzem zeh shehu mevarach brachas hamazon bizman zeh, the fact that you're saying benching at this time, mechayiv ba'askaras hayoyim, that obligates an individual to mention the character and the uniqueness of this day. V'chiyuv zeh huaf b'loy su the klal. This obligation is even if you didn't eat a meal. Kamakum mevur b'toisus. Look, I'm sorry, I skipped. Ukemoi the bracha mein shalosh, like when you say the bracha mein shalosh of Alamichya. The aim of Torah through the cloud. Alamichya is not on a meal. Mekabakim for b'taisis b'shem ayushalmi sheyesh bohem din askar. There is a halacha that you have to say in the bracha main shalai shenal alamichya. You have to mention a statement about the character of the day. To etzem amiras habracha b'zman shel Shabbos mechayev es paskar. Because when you're making a bracha on Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in the bracha. You have to mention that today is a unique day. In other words, there's two dinim. There's one din that the meal requires a certain kind of benching, which has this insertion in it to describe the character of the day. And then there's another halacha that the day itself is a mechayit. The day is a mechayit. Says of Salvechik, and came near it, then contacted the Sasri cloud. So the chayra in the situation of the Magen Avraham, it's not a contradiction. Why? The mashu maskir shel Shabbos avi mitzad b'chayv shel asuda. When you started your meal shalosh this time and you continue into Matzah Shabbos and then you say both, which is the shita that does, you say both ritzei and you say al yavoi. It's not considered a contradiction. Why? Because the reason you have to say ritzei in the benching is because of the meal. What kind of meal did you eat? You ate a Shabbos meal. A Shabbos meal requires a Shabbos benching. The ilu mashahu maskir shel Rosh Chodesh. But the fact that you said now yalavi yavo yehu mitzad achoyves hayoy, that stems from the day. Shel tein loy kol yoy miyoy mein rechoysav, that each day that is a different kind of day, you have to express in the bracha the unique character of that day. So there's two dinim. There's one din that pertains to the meal. That the meal triggers an obligation of a certain type of benching. It's part of the meal, in a sense. You may spell that out a little later. Or there's another din that the day requires that you describe the character of the day in your bracha. So in this scenario, it's not a contradiction because we're saying Yalla the Yavoi mitzad the day, but we're saying Yiritzei mitzad the Suda. Okay, Nicha Eitav Astir B'Shulchan Aruch. According to this, you can reconcile the contradiction that we raised earlier in the Mechaber. The Mechaber, Mesayv Simin Kuf Pechas Ayri B'Yishochol B'Shabbos and B'Rish Chodesh V'Chanako B'Chi Aygav No Yesh Loi B'Chayev Shal Askar or it's a Shabbos mitzad the Suda. Simin Kuf Pechas, the Mechaber is discussing a person who started eating on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chanukah, and he extended the meal till afterwards, that he's obligated when he benches to mention the character of the day, because the meal creates that obligation. V'ilu b'ilcha Shabbos pasuk ha-mechaber, v'mi sh'ischol sudaseh merev Shabbos, du gam ken tzorech la'askeh shel Shabbos, v'chiv zeh eina mitzad ha-sudah, l'mach masadin shel teinyoy b'chol yoy v'yoy me'ein b'rchoysov, v'chemoshin esbar liyel. When the Mechaber says in Hilchos Kiddush that if you start your meal on Friday, and now it's already Friday night, you bench with Ritzei, even though you haven't yet made Kiddush, it's not because of the Suda, because ain't a Hanani. The din at the Suda is Mechayev, the fact that your meal creates an obligation to recite a certain kind of benching, that depends on the meal. How do we identify the meal? We identify the meal by when you started the meal. If you started the meal Friday, so it's a weekday meal. So the meal is not what requires you to say Ritzei in that case. What requires you to say Ritzei in that case is the day, is the time. Ube'emes kein mevur b'mekar adin b'rosh. And we can prove this, he says, from the Rosh. The Perek Arei Pesachim. Mezel Hashoyna, the Rosh writes, V'yesh le estafik imtzorek la'askish shel Shabbos v'brichas hamazon. We could raise a question. Do you need to mention Shabbos and benching, Ritzei? Like Dilma, okay, when Shekidish Hayoyim, Tzorech levarech brichas hamazon shel Shabbos. Mid da'avi yamish lo yispal berev Shabbos mincha mispal shtayim shel Shabbos. Came near it. Do you mention Shabbos in the case where you started on Friday, or do we say that since you made Kiddush, now you have to make a Shabbos benching? Ubir achros a rosh nira. The afsham echayv shel brichas hamazon isudas choyl. Maybe you can explain the Rosh. The Rosh is saying that even though benching in that case is required because you have to bench on a weekday meal, we call makay. Kevon shumavar choisav is manshel Shabbos. Yeishol of chiyuv shalein ama'ira. You have to bench and say ritzay because you're saying it on Shabbos. So the day is what creates the chiyuv of saying ritzay. Ve'evi the Rosh hazeh raya. So the Rosh brings a proof. And mishalo yispal of Shabbos. Let's say someone doesn't daven mincha on Friday. So the din is mispal el shtayim shel Shabbos. He has to daven twice ma'ariv Friday night. Shabbos tefillah. The hosam nami. There also afshar mechayv utashlum and shel tefillah schoil. Even though he's making up a tefillah because he missed the weekday tefillah, but since right now he's making it up on Shabbos, so he has to daven a Shabbos type of Shabbos dika tefillah because of the din of yesh loy tein loy kol yoyim liyoyim ein berchaysof. So he says that you can explain pshat in the contradiction. That the reason the Mechaber paskins in the case when you start on Friday and you went into Shabbos, that you say Ritzei, is not because of the meal. It's because now it's Shabbos. And since now it's Shabbos, so you have to say Ritzei. Then he says that you could raise a question that maybe that's only true on Shabbos. Shabbos, you can say it's a din in the Suda, that the Suda requires a Shabbos type of benching. Shabbos dika benching. But what about a suda Rosh Chodesh? Where on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have an obligation to eat. The whole din maybe is only mitzad this man. It's not mitzad the suda. And therefore, in a case that you start eating on Rosh Chodesh and you continue to matzai Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't be chayiv to say yalav yalav. But the question is that the mechaber seems to say that the same thing is true about Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. The Ramah, he brings down that the Ramah says that this halacha is only true on Purim and Shabbos, but on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, the Suda is not considered a chash of a Suda, and we don't follow the beginning of the meal, and therefore, the pshat is that the Ramah seems to say that on Rosh Chodesh, since there's no chi of Suda, so the whole din of saying Yalav Yalav on Rosh Chodesh is only mitzad day, it's only mitzad this man. So in a scenario where a person started eating on Rosh Chodesh, but he ended his meal after Rosh Chodesh, he wouldn't need to say Yalav Yavai, because the whole din of saying Yalav Yavai is because today is Rosh Chodesh. But if you're benching already after Tzeis Kechavim, when it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, then you won't have a din to say Yalav Yavai. And that's what the Ramah paskins in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, the dafka by Shabbos and Purim, where there's a din suda, then the halacha is that we go by the beginning of the meal. But otherwise, and if the beginning of the meal wasn't Shabbos and Purim, so you have to say the haskara. But on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, you don't, because Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, there's no chiyuv suda. There's no chiyuv suda. Memela, it's only mitzad the day, so it's only if right now it's still the day. But if it's no longer the day, because it's already after Tzeis Kechavim, you don't have to say Yalav Yalav. Okay, we'll stop here. This is the Shtibul Torah, so the nice thing to get for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Someone eats and extends his meal past Tzeis Kechavim. According to this Shtibul Torah, tonight it's still Rosh Chodesh. But I'm saying tomorrow afternoon, so you eat.
Also
the end of the day,
it's the day before,
it's you extend it into the night, you just have to say Yalav Yalav, it's out of the day. Alright, Yashikoyach.